Again, it's so wonderful to be with you today. My name is Father Bob Basic. I'm the pastor of St. Gerard on the west side of Lansing. After I left here, I went for 3 years at Lanesburg and Ovid, the pastor of St. Isidore and Holy Family, two of the very smallest churches in our diocese. And then 3 years later, the bishop asked me to become the pastor of one of the largest parishes in our diocese. So I've been there at St. Gerard, and I love the place there. We have one of the greatest blessings of St. Gerard is we have a school of 430 young souls on our campus, and so I've enjoyed being a pastor of a school, but it's so wonderful to come back here because this is where my roots are, my first 3 years as a priest, and where I learned so much about how to be a priest from Father Andrew, from Deacon Dan, and from all of you. A lot of learning happens in seminary, but even more so once you're in the parish. In my parish this weekend, it's DSA weekend, and so I gave my DSA appeal. So I don't know if that falls in the calendar here as well, but you're going to get that from me today, so I apologize if you get it twice. You know, during this Lenten season, what we do is we enter into a program of conversion, a program of coming more and more closer to Christ in our lives, and that's a very individual journey, isn't it, where we look at our lives and we say, what is it that I am doing that is taking me away from the Lord, leading me away from Him? And how can I cut that out of my life? And how can I turn around, be converted at heart? That's our whole journey as Christians that we go through. But we have to remember that this is not just an individual journey. Yes, it is true that God loves you. God loves me. He knows you. He knows every part about you. He knows your strengths and the gifts that you have been given. He also knows the struggles and the temptations that you have. And He calls each one of us by name to come into that deeper relationship with Him over and over again throughout our lives. But this call to be a Christian is not just an individual call. That's so important to remember, because God calls us not just as individuals, but He calls us as a family of faith. And this is how God has worked with us from the very beginning. We see throughout all of the Old Testament, God forming His people, God forming His family in the people of Israel and the Jewish people. We see that today is the promise to Abraham, because he was so faithful to God, even up to the point where he would have sacrificed his only son. Yet because of his faithfulness, God said, your descendants will be greater than the stars in the sky and the sand on the shore. Because of God's goodness, because of his great plan, even if we are not of Jewish descent, all of us too now, us Gentiles, are included into that plan, into that family of how God is working in our world and working in our community. And so we here at St. John's Blessed Sacrament are called in a very specific way to know God as ourselves, but also as a community, and to continue the story of what God is doing right here in Davison and Burton and beyond. What God is doing, continuing to build His kingdom here, and the way in which He calls us to be a family of faith, to support one another and nurture our community. One of the very special ways, of course, that we participate in that is through the Diocesan Service Appeal each year. We as a family of faith, the Diocese of Lansing, ministries that are done at the diocesan level that are done more effectively there that we can't do here at St. John's, that we have to come together as a family to support the ways in which God is calling us to live and to be His people in this time, in this place. And He continues to tell His story right here in the Diocese of Lansing. And so we participate in that each year by the way that we contribute to the Diocesan Service Appeal. And so I pray that you will be generous this year. And if you want to, the letter has come out, and you'll receive a letter from the bishop and invite you to participate in that. So I encourage you on behalf of Father Andrew just to prayerfully consider how you might support the Diocesan Service Appeal. One of the other things, one of the great privileges of us being a family of faith is that we get to celebrate together with one another the way in which God is working in our lives and the lives of people that He's calling to know Him more closely. And so we're very blessed and excited today to be able to participate in the sacraments of initiation with some special people here in our midst.